the rest of the story. Friday, the third day of May, 2002, the face of a beautiful young woman in southwestern Michigan was identified as a graduate of Southwest Missouri State University, where she had excelled in the women's athletic program. And now that lovely face, mutilated, looked up from the floor and viewing the remains. Authorities could only shake their heads and ask, who in the world is capable of doing such a thing? Well, who indeed? For then unknown to local criminal investigators, there lived nearby in the town of Roseburg one Edward Sharon, a gentleman. Unsuspecting neighbors testified he was a religious man. He was the former pastor of the Umpqua Trinity Fellowship on Meadow Avenue, in fact. But there were these two things that captured your attention when meeting Ed Sharon. His hands, they were massive, powerful, 16 and a half size ring finger hands. Hands that could, well, very easily accomplish the sort of mayhem discovered that Friday in May. You are an investigator. You have witnessed the sight. You're pretty sure the victim is not the assailant's first. The job is too efficiently, too neatly done, as dismemberments go. So you check the records, going back a couple of years, and you've not looked far before a trail of victims appears. Examine the evidence, and there is no doubting the identity of your prime suspect. The mild-mannered former pastor, Ed Sharon, is brought in for questioning. John Sowell, reporter for the News Review, is the first media representative to interrogate the Ripper that day. Yes, he did it, Sowell heard the soft voice say. And in that moment, the newsman, as would others ever after, glanced down and then stared transfixed at those huge, strong hands, which had already mangled in instances not in the least criminal some 4,000 telephone books. That's right. For almost precisely 2 years previous, the once pastor of Umpqua Trinity Fellowship watched a man on television shred a telephone directory with his bare hands. And to himself, Ed said, hey, I'll bet I can do that too. And he did. And he has over and over and over again. The authorities, intrigued by his prowess, were officials of the Guinness Book of World Records, wherein Ed Sharon's name now resides for his having torn asunder barehanded from top to bottom 19 telephone books in a mere 3 minutes. He can, in fact, rip a 1,400-page telephone book in two in less than 2 seconds. Specifically, the Springfield-Branson area Southwestern Bell phone book, whose cover, by the way, bears the action photograph of Women's National Basketball Association beauty Jackie Stiles, the women's NCAA career scoring leader while playing for Southwest Missouri State. And that torn cover photograph of her, that was what looked up from the floor on the third day of last May. Throughout Ed Sharon's undeniably athletic phone book ripping career, he has been defeated only once by a directory whose pages had been secretly reinforced with a cellophane tape by a mischievous pal. And that indestructible phone book remains on display at that friend's Roseburg, Missouri restaurant, the defiant solitary survivor of a reign of terror that's only begun. The world celebrated handiwork of the ham-sized hands of Ed Sharon, Ed the Ripper, 67 years young. And now you know the rest of the story.